Yes, ye bazibonya abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutyamu mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Ngenda kusaba oyongere obuze ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request to move greet your brethren.
Omwaniriza era nate eri omusana gwe ekigambo kya Katonda.
As you welcome them again to the light of word of God.
Bwongere okumwakira.
That he moves to enlighten them.
Ngagumuwa okumanya.
As it gives them knowledge.
Okutukira ddakula
ngutagwawo. To reaching the eternal life.
Mwoye byawandikibwawo.
Give them scriptures there.
Mugambe nga
like Hosea 4 verse 6. That God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. Tell them that lacking knowledge
is
to lack revelation.
Now
give them a scripture there. You've given them which scripture? Give them Proverbs 29 verses 18. Yes. Yeah, tell them.
Till
commanded light shine in the darkness of light. Darkness of lies of the devils. Give them a scripture there. Tell them now that light of knowledge. It passed through the word of God. Give them a scripture. Give them Psalms. Tell them everything manifests. The light of what is what manifests it. Give them in the Ephesians that you've understood. Ephesians that you've understood. You've finished, give them light of the words. Now we thank the Lord who has again gathered us that he can add us light of the words that we have a level we move to. Praise Jesus much. As we're still moving on to see restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth. Praise Jesus much. As we restore those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in this time, because we understood that worshiping God in spirit, it means to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness and to worship in the truth. Till we are led by the Holy Spirit of truth or the Spirit of truth moves on us in the truth of the Holy Scriptures and all the Holy Scriptures and they speak of Christ Jesus our Master as the Word of God. So in this time, we see the Holy Spirit in his fullness in the scriptures of truth.
In
this time we've moved on breaking down. Yes. And we first saw the way all scriptures were passed through spirit of wisdom. And we moved on. We saw how scriptures were passed through spirit of understanding. Now this day we want to see how all scriptures were passed through spirit of counsel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me help you together.
Already
check the book of your neighbor, it's okay. They have where they're going to write.
Then
tomorrow tell them when they come with a book and a pen that they can have where they write. And they also come with a Bible. Want them to read, prove whether they are just like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The other tell them they prepare books of the Holy Spirit, their inner man, their mind, even their heart. That's where the Holy Spirit writes. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1-6, in the time when you will need those scriptures, the Spirit will remind them to you.
It
fulfills John 14 verse 26. When the Spirit will come, will teach us all and he will remind us all. He is chief in teaching and he is also chief in reminding us. If you ordered well the books where he writes, that is your inner man, your heart, even your mind.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So don't want to move, waste more time. We want to use this time, even though it's been pressed a little, but we have to use it this day. We must have something we take on again. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. So we move on to see the way all scriptures are passed through the spirit of counsel of God. Then we appear to be that in the praise and the worship of God, in the spirit and truth, led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, in the proof of Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus much. All these scriptures, they are passed under the spirit of counsel of God. Is the spirit of times and seasons. Is the spirit of prophecy. It means all the Holy Scriptures, they end up appearing prophetic. If we sing them, they are in the spirit of counsel of God. They give prophecy to the people. They can give you prophecy which enters to eternal life. It gives you prophecy how you will live on this world when you are more than a conqueror. And it gives you prophecy if you refuse to align your life, there is hell. All those remain prophecies. Let us wonder, how does going to hell appear a prophecy?
And
for prophecy, something tells you something which was, or that going to be, or it will be. Yes, sure. Yes.
It means
what is going to happen on your life. There is hell. If you don't align yourself, there is heaven. If you align yourself, if you refuse to sing the songs of God, in the spirit and truth, till they tell you where you will end. Now, spirit of counsel of God is one of the spirit who keeps all songs and they are prophetic. Yes. All songs of praise and worship of God. They might be telling you things which were, those of lives of people who were. They may tell you things which are today, even our lives which are. They may be telling you of the life which is to come. Now they move by there. When we see fullness of the Holy Spirit, let's briefly go back to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2. When he speaks, as he says this, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
Gwa mukama gulibera kuye, omoyo gwa magezi no kutegera, omoyo gwa kutesa na amanyi, omoyo gwa kumanya no kutya mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those seven spirits, those we see, through which they passed all scriptures, their names are words in Isaiah 11 verse 2. We first have the spirit of wisdom.
And
we go to that of understanding. We go to counsel. The one we are seeing now. After we have to see spirit of might,
then
we see spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord, even spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. But because all scriptures are passed through the seven spirits of God, now in the spirit of counsel of God, they can speak of the times and seasons of everything. In that, because the spirit of counsel of God is the spirit of prophecy. All songs end up and they have to appear prophetic.
There
are prophecies speaking to us. Praise Jesus much. So in Revelation chapter 1 verse 4, all we understood they come from seven spirits of God. Let us read we hear. Revelations chapter 1 verses 4.
Yokana eri ekkanisa omusanvu ez'omu Asia, ekisa kiberenga nammwe n'emirembe, ebiva eri oyo abaawo era eyabaawo era ajja okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John to the seven churches
which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace, for from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
all the scriptures through the path through the seven spirits of God. Now in this aspect, where all scriptures are passed through the counsel of God, it's to show that all scriptures, they are prophetic, the whole times and seasons of them. When we are led by spirit of counsel of God in singing, and we are in the truth of the scripture, we sing songs and they are prophetic. Some they add on the lives of people on this world. Others they had on them eternal lives. Others they change their riches.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they give you treasure of heaven. And they can give you that of this world. Prove that the scales are balanced. 100 in heaven, 100 on earth. So a time we sing, we search that we see with those songs, they hold the spirit of counsel of God. And the whole scriptures which show prophecy. May it have made it so you've not quoted the scripture. But one who hears scriptures, he can understand. And one who reads the scriptures, they know. And they said that is sung about. Sung about the lake of fire. It is coming to the evil, wicked people.
Songs
are always sung like that, always you hear them. Those who never know spirit of counsel of God pass through scriptures to know their times and seasons till he remains when he has to lead us. Praise Jesus much. So just as we understood in the Psalms chapter 12 verse 6 told us the word of God was purified 7 times as God refined in the fire 7 times. Let us read here
Zaburi ya sura ya 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama bye bigambo birongofu. Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi erongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Yes, the words of God, these are pure words. They are tested 7 times. As silver tested 7 times in the fire. Him we pass them through 7 spirits. When we reach on the spirit of counsel, to measure times and seasons of all the scriptures, and it's the spirit of prophecy, for he speaks of things which were, those which are, and those going to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when we read always Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1, and he says like this, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses
1.
To everything there is a season and the time to every purpose under the heavens. Yes. Everything has its time and seasons and every word. Praise Jesus much. Who put their times and seasons of these things? That it is God. It's the Father and his word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, as they send the Holy Spirit.
Him,
the Holy Spirit passed through his branch called Spirit of Counsel of God and he counts time and seasons of things according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and the verse 1. Praise Jesus much.
So
all the time, all those who will be praising God and they worship God and they are in spirit and they are in the truth, the spirit of counsel of God, he has to be involved. Even scriptures of the spirit of counsel of God, we show times and seasons.
Because
there are those who sing songs.
Sodom
and Gomorrah was prophetic. Prophetic as if they spoke of things which were. Yet they show you where we're heading on to. There is that which is surpassing Sodom and Gomorrah.
In
the way it was burnt with fire.
And they show
there is a lake of fire which is surpassing the fires of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now the songs called spiritual songs. They end when they have to pass through the seven spirits. When they reach the spirit of counsel of God, they indicate the times and seasons to show that they are prophetic. Something called prophetic. Something which can show things which were. Those which are now. Even those coming. They are the songs which come from God. Who is God who was. God who is. And God who is going to be. Praise Jesus much. So in the way like that. We find there is no castle. There is no wisdom.
There
is no understanding on God. If God took counsel, he finished, he took counsel. Humans cannot wake up in the day and change the counsel of God. For there is a spirit of counsel of God who took counsel of them long back. When he looks in those which were, for his God who was. And he looks in those which are, for he is God who is. He looks in those going to come, for he is the God going to be. Now God, he cannot give us songs, he sings them in this season, specific for this season. He has to give us in all seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that's why God cannot give us songs. And they are of this generation. Gives us songs, and even of the olden generation, they were able to sing it. Even those there now, even the generations to come. Sure. There we can understand you well in the songs you've given us. Because today when you go to nations like America, they find you sing a song and you say it's a gospel song, and you say you brought me from the village in the much sorrow.
There
are nations and they don't have villages passing. Now those messages, they don't touch and affect all people.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Yet God is the God of all people. Now what is it like this? God now speaks in the Proverbs, he says. Proverbs chapter 21 verses 30.
Tewali magezi ne wankubadde okutegeera.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. There is no wisdom that you can create. There is no understanding that you can create. There is no counsel that you can create against that of the Lord.
No.
When you reach counsel, it took counsel, it was done.
Does
not look generation that is of this generation. Because God,
ye Katonda abomu,
he is the God who is the same
jo,
yesterday,
lero,
today,
nencha,
and forever. He is the same.
Kati prophetically,
now prophetically, we can look to the people. And we see they are not in the spirit of counsel of God. When it comes to songs of God, we can understand whether they are just like that or not. Of course, you, the one who sings,
Bible
says you have to be accepted before God. God cannot accept you as the generations are. Not. He will tell you, change, do not be conformed to this generation. He wants the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that's why he tells us in Malachi 3 verse 6, and he says like this.
Malachi esule yokusatu. n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6.
Kubanga nze Mukama sijjulukuka mu batabani ba Yakobo kye muva mulema okumalibwawo.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
He is
the Lord who never changes.
Anytime
he says, I do not change, he has told you, I am the one who was. It's me today. It's me tomorrow. Now we cannot come out
to say,
are going to praise God as our generations are today. No.
We
have to praise him as those who were here before praised him. And we praise him the way it will be. Forever, amen.
He
does not follow any generation. Yes, some musicians who sing songs.
And he says,
this generation, this time is of Jesus.
We read
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, and we were told that this living God
does
not change.
It's
the same which is on the Lord Jesus. In the Hebrews 13 verse 8, and he says like this, Hebrews chapter 13 verses
8.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ, he is the same, the one of old. He who was there and is the Word.
In the first
flesh, we saw him as the Son.
And
went back to heaven, appeared to be the Word. Are we together? Now, God, you cannot say that those of the other generation, they closed well as they worshipped God. But generations change. We have to clothe like these generations. You joking? You cannot tell that to him. For the qualities he put there, those who worship him, they are those which were, they are those to be, they are those of generations ahead. Forever. Yes.
Cannot,
this generation is for Rastafarians. Rastafarian hair that we worship, praise God. Now in the next generation, will it be there? God is the God who was. He is the God who is. He is the one to be.
You are setting a standard.
He set the standard once. Praise Jesus much. Because God,
it's
not that he's lacking in wisdom,
that
the other generation prepares things lacking, in this one he prepares things those which are perfected.
On
the next generation, what will he add in? Because it's of all generations,
his
standard laid it once, and he began to say, I the Lord, I do not change.
Even
Jesus,
they
say yesterday, today, and forever is the same. When we reach this generation, most, when
we're
going to give a sacrifice of ministry in our gifts and the different callings, even as we give service, the sacrifice of ministration, that of praise, tells you, do not be conformed to this generation and this world. Do not be conformed to them. You know this generation, it has its own, which are not of God. Praise Jesus much. In the Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, he speaks as he says this. Romans chapter 12, from verse 1.
Oyokusasira kwa Katonda. Okuwanga ye mibiri jamwe, sadake namu, entukuvu, esanyusa Katonda, kwe kuweleza kwa mwe okuwa magezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2.
Sata mufananyizi wanga, nge mirembe jino, na ye mchosi wenga, uro kufura magezi gamwa amajja, mulyoke mukemenga bwebiri nti mulyoke mukemenga bwebiri Katonda byayagala ebirungi ebisanyusa ebituufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes.
He prays,
give a living sacrifice. Present a body as a living sacrifice
in
the way of ministration of wisdom, that in the word, understanding in the word, in the counsel, that in the word of God, in the power in the word of God, the knowledge in the word of God, the fear of God, as the word of God is,
to
glorify God passing through the Spirit of the Lord, to say when you give those sacrifices, our body is a living sacrifice, the ministration of wisdom. Then Hebrews 13,
15,
it asks as a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise. The fruits of our mouth. All services we do them both as they are being done. We should not be conformed to this world. Nothing to copy with this generation. But
be
renewed in our minds, go back, know how they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. That's the spirit of counsel he proves.
Scriptures
are different seasons which are and those to come. And they will never change.
And
those which are called their shadows, the originals came in place. Have you understood me well? We are not allowed to be conformed to generations which are in the world.
One
who does that is spirit of counsel of God. For the things of God, he wants them the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Because there's no wisdom, there's no counsel, there's no wisdom, there's no understanding, no counsel on God.
You
cannot take counsel of new things on him. He took counsel once he finished. That's why he said you'll be renewed. You should not be conformed to this generation, but be renewed of your mind from this generation and go back in the wisdom in the word. In that time when wisdom is renewed and you have that in the mind and understanding is in the word, even the counsel of God you get from the word that we took counsel, then there you can test it. It is testing. You test. And you test the good things, those acceptable in the will of God. We have gone back in the will as it is done in heaven, be done on earth. People not yet transformed and renewed, and they are conformed to this world, they are not renewed the eyes of their minds, they will see things as the generations are. Yet God says, and when you see the way they were, the way they should be,
and
the way they will be forever. Now, this is the generation where you cut off all the hairs on the side of your head. Hey, you boys, the hair on this side, all of it. And you leave the one of the middle on the top of it.
But
which generation of the Bible tells you that hairstyle? It's something which happened on you. That you argue against the counsel of God.
You devised,
invented many things, brought troubles on you. The troubles never end on this world, but they move you ahead in hell, and you wait for the judgment of the day of the Lord be cast in the lake of fire. Every time the world, even the church, they connive argue against counsel of God as is what is.
They
invent many things which trouble them. Sure. Because now, yourself, you invented that short skirt on yourself. And when you sit on the motorbike, it troubles you, pull it down, cover your thighs.
So you
invented that tight
trouser on you. Clothing it, you put oil on your thighs and the legs.
No
fit you.
You.
Even taking it off, you do the same. I don't know why you trouble your head to reach that extent. You
since
have time to worship and praise God. When he first spoke, he said, women clothe as those who fear God. Even
men
refuse you clothe things of women. For figures are different. Separate your figure is different from a woman. Now, you woman, you clothe things of men. Why?
You
went to copy a year Western styles. Most Westerns don't even have figures per se. You African, you have these hips and you have got a Western style. You are all like that, figurelessly with it, like that.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus much.
All
those entered in the life of the church.
And entered
the praise and the worship of God.
And they
took us out of the spirit of counsel of God.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus much.
So
the truth is this, brethren. There is no counsel. There is no wisdom, neither understanding, no counsel against gods. What he took counsel is that
issues
he wants them like that from old. Because in Revelation chapter 1, verses 19, he tells him, write what you've heard. And seen what you see and what is going to come. Now this no. Where that is not. All prophets, the things they saw. They saw those which were. Those which are. Even those going to come. If you find someone tell you they have a spirit of prophecy, ask him which spirit is that on the seven spirits of God. It must be the spirit of counsel of God.
Yet,
they do not know him, they just speak of prophecy. And most of them, they have demons divinated. They are what they call spirit of prophecy. For the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of counsel of God, he shows things which were, which are, even those going to come. But the spirit of divination speaks of daily food, on the life of today. I see you travel to America. Now in heavens, how do you see me there? Will I reach there or not? You tell me of that. These who divine it, when it says you travel to America,
tell them,
on the heavenly journey, you see me, I've reached where? For eatings we shall eat, even the evil eats, even the evil travel nations. But this heaven is
hard.
It's only for the good ones. The wicked, they also eat. They drink. The rainfall falls upon them. It's
rain.
We want things which exceed today. What you tell us of things which we are to see?
Those
which were the Abrahams overcame. How did they overcome?
On
those which are today, we need to overcome. But we need to also eat. That's why he said, first seek for the kingdom of God and righteousness. These are
added. For
what we go to next is of the kingdom, where righteousness will dwell. He wants understanding what was, even today how they are going to live and overcome.
And
he looks at where we are going that you can fight to reach there. I wonder, prophets of the generations, you see today's food, you like demons in the shrines?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Let's read Revelation chapter 1.
Revelation
chapter 1, verses 19.
n'ebigenda okubaawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Yes. What you have seen there, even those you see now, even those which will come, that's what they call spirit of prophecy.
And
that one is what they call a prophet. That is the Bible.
It's
prophetic, the entire of it. You find things which are spoken by Prophet Enoch. And some happened, some are still moving on today. And others will keep being there to the coming back of the Lord Jesus. Yet Prophet Enoch is of old.
He
spoke of the coming back of the Lord Jesus. He spoke of his birth. He spoke of what will come when he comes back next. You've not read of Jude? Sure. And Enoch the seventh, right from Adam. And he speaks of some things that have not yet even happened. These men were great olden prophets.
We are lacking them in the world. But now God is lazy.
In
our generation. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in Jude, we see.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda, olunyiriri olwe 14.
Jude, chapter 14. Jude 14.
Era abo yabaweerako obunnabbi Enoki ow'omusanvu okuva ku Adamu ng'ayogera nti laba Mukama yajja n'abatukuvu be kakumi.
And Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones. Yes. You count. The earth has begun. We begin generation of Adam. Adam. We've gotten that of Abel.
Aha.
Yes. It's gone away. We've gotten Seth. Now we count the third. From Adam. That's the second actually. Seth, for the other was taken away. We have of Enos. And the rest to reaching that of Enoch. Enoch the seventh.
Yet
spoke of the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And he comes with the holy ones. Even the angels.
What?
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 speaks of it. 13 downwards. For some of those who sleep, do not worry. Our Lord Jesus will come back with them.
Speaks
of Matthew 24, 29, up to 31. Our Lord comes with thousands of angels. Sure. Yet he's an olden prophet. Now what do they call the spirit of counsel of God? Is the spirit of prophecy.
Is
the spirit of the scriptures. All the scriptures hold the spirit of prophecy. If you hear them, take them the way they are. They provide for you. For they speak of provision, they speak of healing. The sickness you've not fought to get healed.
See,
they spoke of how they will be healed. And the musicians of God and those who play in this instruments, if they play them in the spiritual world and the healings,
then
demons can run away. My that's why he told us in Revelation chapter 19 the verse 10 as he says this. Revelation chapter 19,
verses 10.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, you do it not. I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Sure. You see, all the scriptures, old and new covenants, it's what is called testimony of Christ. For all the scriptures speak of him. According to John chapter 5, verse 39, that you search me in the scriptures. John 5, verse 39. You search in the scriptures. Hoping in them there is life. But they all speak what is mine.
Now,
Revelation 19 verse 10. When
you
say the testimony of Christ, the spirit of prophecy,
you
say that all the scriptures, they are prophetic. They are of prophecy. They speak in things which were. Right from above the heavens, even the creation of heavens
and earth,
the way life of this world began,
those
who have overcome and what they did,
if
you too, if you look in them, you do them, you become more a conqueror. They speak of what is today, and they can help you overcome this life of this world and the heaven, and you enter heaven and you've not been praised much. They speak of the life to come and how it will be there. Those going to hell and they wait lake of fire to be burnt forever, even those to go to heaven, how they live there. Now you see, I want to tell you this before you seek most of divination, those you are into, you have a book with much prophecy. You would have given this yourself right now. Self proclaim prophecy.
Yes.
Ish.
So maybe I want to go.
Read scripture. You say, let them be upon me the name of Jesus. You see those of hell, you say, let it go far from me. I'm more a conqueror.
And
I'll never commit sin. Take me in hell. You'll see victory. Don't wait that. You go to diviners. You have a prophecy in this book. If the one you need today, he has them here.
When
he spoke in the John 15, verse 7, he said, if you abide in me,
and
my words abide in you, ask all you need.
False.
Already prophesied us.
Just pray by prophecy.
To survive, we pray.
Yes, we pray.
Share prophetic prayers. You just quote
it. You said, Lord, in Matthew, verse 33,
now the people will be under the spirit of counsel of God. Even if it's singing,
you will sing life.
People.
Sure. Because you are now singing prophecy.
That's why King David, he just brought his harp and the demons fled away.
Because he was
Yali.
He was praying
Yali as
prophecy in the word of God,
saying
about what the word of God says.
Now trouble is right there.
Yeah,
those who play the keyboard, they just play it. The rightful player of the keyboard,
they
scriptures and the anointing of scriptures past the keyboards and the messages, and
it
enters people, it sets them free. You first read me John.
Yokane sura ya 15 no runyiriri olomusanvu.
John chapter 15 and the verse 7.
Bwe mubera muze nebigambo byange bwe bibera mumwe musabenga chimwagala chonna munachikolerwanga.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it will be done unto you. Yes. Now brethren, it is like this. Because the testimony of Christ, the scriptures of truth,
the
prophecy which spoke that you were given,
if
they are in you, you pray in them.
You are just telling God,
fulfill
this prophecy
on me. You've understood me. What has failed us?
The reason to why
ensonga lwaki
we are moving to diviners to receive us,
tutambula eri abalaguzo tulimba batube,
it is that
kubanga
we don't have the testimony of Jesus,
tulina bujuliro bwa Kristo,
which is the spirit of prophecy.
Atenga ye moyo wowe nabi mufe
chirenge,
you see that? Sure. But if you have them,
you just quote
through
prayers,
and they are
faithful
because
their prophecy is saying
the divine
power or the power of the Holy Spirit has given us whatever we need in this life in serving God and knowing Him
who called us. Second Peter. Chapter 1:3.
Gambo buyinza bwo bwakatonda.
The holy power of God. All we need.
Prophetically bugamba.
Prophetically says. We were given long back.
Kati ana tule message of phone.
Get us to get them.
Chidegeza prophecy ntenkolede.
This prophecy is not work for me. It's not in me.
Yes, so buyinza bwakatonda
bwa dotu. Holy power of God gives us. But this authority is E.
Zechariah
4:6. Not by power, not by might.
And you
quote of God. You was given
by
spirit of truth. Zechariah 4:6 tells
you.
Not by power, not by might.
But
by your spirit.
Call
the spirit of God. You are quoted of according to prophecy in the scriptures. Say in the John chapter 16:12-15. You get from the fathers. And you give me.
Get your spirit.
You are in prophecy of scriptures. It is enough for Jacob.
We have a sure word.
We have a sure word.
Sure.
Man, you can reduce its weight. Sure.
This is a word of
professor sure deal. You where you take millions have eaten it for nothing from you. Why spoke in a way like that? Be able to make you jealous in another way. You praise through if they were prophetic.
And
the spirit of castle of God. Spirit of prophecy.
Every time
you praise, they would have healed. They would have renewed you. Why did you go to the other place they give you water? What is more sure about all? We have the word of prophecy. It speaks all day. It speaks in our lives. You see why songs? You say gospel is there. People are not impacted to get saved.
We are saying gospel music.
Talk about gospel music.
And no man is changing. Because of the gospel music.
Or gospel music.
But they are more corrupted.
Now we speak of what?
Gospel music, it means.
Gospel music, chitengeza. It's almost singing the gospel.
Which gospel is prophetic?
Ngayabu nabi. To change the people. Are we together?
Mm.
Do you see the troubles?
Huh?
Not being led by the Spirit?
Not
worshipping in the Spirit and truth?
I say that
I've never seen that. Let's read that.
Is it Peter?
Peter Echokubiri, Esure Soka, Norunyiri, Orekumina Mwenda.
2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaazi yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emunyenyekese obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy to which you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Yes. What is more sure? We have the word of prophecy. You have held on what? I see you out with jerrycans of water. You left the sure
day.
This deal of God is sure when you get to understand it. You don't need to put in much.
Just
you need to buy without nothing to buy with. You tell us you put in your time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
I wonder much. You abandoned your sure
and
pillar
and you
held on the water and the handkerchiefs you claim to be blessed. Which even the moth can eat it out. All your entire life you entrusted in that handkerchief?
As
you handed it to the water, you get in the pool of a false prophet? And you committed to the photos of the prophets?
Even
the living God say, I don't want you trapped in my photos. Don't make an image of a male or a female. May God indeed help you. And he helps us.
That
can get back, be led by the Holy Spirit. In his fullness. The seven spirits of God. And
you
know there is the spirit of counsel of God. The spirit of prophecy.
You
release those scriptures, they have prophecy on them. It speaks in your life. Friends, most have changed because of us.
Prophetically said,
change. If it changed you and if you live sin, can it not provide you well? For it's the same which Paul that you have left things in heaven is 100 even on earth. You'll be restored houses and fields and
many
things. Because you moved out of this sure prophecy.
And
went to get invented stories, yet you've bought them and you sold in them.
And
the
answer,
what do you want to sow in the word of God? Speaking tongues. You think I've spoken what there? What have you understood?
You
have spoken what? They are not even there. But
if
you may think I'm speaking tongues. Spoke that you said mine. The spirit is already on this one.
Ere mama baba
para baba. But you need to know. Prophecy gave you thousands, numerous of them. You consumed a little of them. Scriptures are here speaking. If you diligently hearken to my voice, keeping my commands and the law, all blessings
he
reads one by one.
Don't go to single. You've
gone to get holy water.
Yet
the madness on you is just too much. Just do this. You be diligently hacking my voice. Keep my commands. Keep my laws. Judgments. All these blessings follow you. Now it's you hunting for them. At that place in Uganda, you take jerry cans of water and you line get them. You watch over them diligently.
You
blessings have their own protection.
I don't know
Simanye.
Why I can protect the
blessing.
It is a blessing.
Mukisa.
It is all blessings within it. Blessing your protection. Blessing your being. Blessing your serving.
Every blessing is a package. A blessing is a package.
When somebody is giving you. Now this my image as pastor.
That
is having full anointing.
You
just keep it careful. No gamble.
You say. This photo I protect. Blessed. Let it protect itself.
See,
we are blessed
to be
sacred to the kingdom. And God said, you watch over yourselves and the gospel I've given you.
Because you can.
Because
of course I can.
I
how
can.
Comes that God gives me a
blessing
and he says, how come?
When he blessed
Yobu, when he blessed Yobu,
Yobu
he protected
the
blessing.
And when the devil came in,
he found protection on the blessing of
Yobu.
We
want to go to back to rightful prophecy. Sure.
You
know, things of wizards, we tired of them. The demons that they give a blessing.
Wake
up in the morning, smoke those pipes. Every day. And you keep the blessing, smoking pipe. Every morning. And you stretch that your mouth. You don't end on stretching the mouth alone. And all the tooth, they get black. You keeping the blessing. Now I want God to help us. As
we
are given a special blessing,
we
be given a blessing of praise and the worship of God. For it's rejoicing to the Lord.
And
when the Lord rejoices, he loses power. For his joy is our strength. If we shall be in the spirit, and the songs made, they are prophetic.
Prophetically good.
Prophetically ganuji.
My.
My God, we shall sing them.
And
those who enter them will be loosed, set free. In the world of the wizards, they sink and you're all impacted by the song. If you
are
to kiss their toys, you kiss them. For they have powers of darkness. They commit themselves much into Lucifer.
And
they sing as the words he told them to. Them. But see, you reach the spiritual world. And you begin to speak words God has not told you. You begin to try your own ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, so
the truth is this, brethren. That all the scriptures, though they have majors, those we see and look at, pass through spirit of counsel of God, yet all they will pass through spirit of counsel of God. And they have their times and seasons. They have all measurements of provision. They hold their seasons, all of them. And they speak in your life to bring life. Even all provision needed. Nothing they tell
that
us that God promised it's not in the Bible.
He
himself speaks with us.
So
you needed to take another step. To know, in the time you come in the Word of God, you've come to get prophecy. But you wait. You come to meet me, Apostle. I pray you divinate on me. I'm not a diviner. I do not divinate. I give prophecy. Even this time I'm giving you prophecy. Sure. And if it's needed, necessary, and he said that one meets you speak it to you as you lay hand on him. I do that also. But he's giving prophecy with this anointing. As we lay hands. But if you take it as a prophecy, it's warning you, you will fall in it if you don't be careful. We say prophecy. It's what speaks of things which were. Of the good to the good people, even the bad to the wicked.
And
prophecies speak of things which are
unto
the good, the good things, even the wicked, the bad things, even those to come. Speaks to the wicked, the bad things,
and
goodness to the good people. Bible never changes, it's always like that. It was put there to be there forever.
Have
you understood me well?
It
was made when it is perfected well. You do not need to correct it. Because you cannot. If you were there in those old generations, even today, even the world come, you can correct it. That's your madness. That the Bible is outdated. You speak what? Ask within it one question, the first one. Answer it, you begin to correct half of it. The question is in Job 38, verses 3 downwards. He says like this. Job chapter 38 and the verse 3.
Kale no wesibe kimyungo musajja kubanga nakubuza nawo nziremu.
Guard up now your loins like a man, for I will demand of you and you answer me.
Olinyolo kuna.
Verse 4.
Wali oliruda wa bwenesa we misingi jensi. Yatula oboli nokutegera.
Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if you have understanding. Now let's speak in things which were. Where were you before God created heavens and earth? For the Bible you want to correct, it knows where you were. You don't know. Preach of words of the Bible. Let's know words of the Spirit of counsel of God. Speaking things which were before heavens and earth existed. They speak of heavens and earth and their creation, even their fullness. They are those which we call those which are. They speak of those to come. They are of the new heavens and the new earth.
And all musicians
of the gospel of God, they can sing in things which were,
when we call
those which were, those which were before heavens and earth were created, where they call the beginning, which are
emphasis
heaven and earth were created. We move in the things which are. But they are the ones going to come. Most they point again there in the new heavens and the new earth. Yes.
They're
a bit broad.
Rightful
gospel musicians can sing like that. And they are prophetic so much.
The
person sings you are the Alpha and Omega.
They
sing and it's prophetic so much. It is saying you are the beginning and the end.
It's
showing up where he begins. At the beginning. Where he was as he created heavens and earth. Now what I want to tell you, my brethren. Okay, we are so much on the side of singing.
If we want to be led by
the spirit of counsel of God again, as the fullness of the seven spirits are, but in all life of a born again, and unto that a child of God, and one who wants to become a child of God, when we led by the Holy Spirit, we are led by His fullness. One of counsel is one who can tell you all the things we've spoken of. It tells you your life. First of it itself, it moves in things which were, which are, even those to come.
Now
let me give you an example. Inside us we have the inner man. He is called the Spirit. But him who was of old, he is there today. He is the one going to be. Yet the outward man you clothe is called the body. He is the one who is today and is ending today. That Ecclesiastes 12:7, it says, the body goes back to the dust which came. It does not go beyond here. The spirit goes back to God who gave it. One who gave it where it was, it came here, it has to go back.
Life,
you speak of it, what was, what is, and what is going to come.
Just
your life, you original as a spirit. That's why if you want to give you, we want
to
tell you the rightful things which were upon you. God is spirit of counsel who knows you well.
In
the Psalms 90 speaks of you saying, the Lord, you were our dwelling place before you formed the earth and the things in it. We were there in Him.
Bible jola ba
that sebo, Bible nyabu. You see
sebo nyabu.
Lady or gentleman,
iyo Bible ili prophetic
nyo. Bible is so much prophetic.
Yaishiwa moyo kutesa kwa Katonda.
Passed through spirit of counsel of God.
Era
and
any
time we learn scriptures,
we
learn them and they are spiritual. We've never learned them when they are carnal. But because we, the original spirit, minister to, we are hidden behind the body.
A curtain
seemeth to tell us it's a human being.
Yet
the curtain is a cloth, a human being is behind it. You, the original, you first look to your neighbor. Tell them,
you,
original, you are behind this body, you are inside there. If you will pick the things of the spirit, you will get them.
They
work even in your curtain. If you get soap,
it
washes your body, even your clothing, because it's there.
If
get prophecy, you as a spirit,
it
works on you as a spirit.
It made
your cloth the body. That's
all the
Bible is saying. It's the spiritual food. When we sing about it,
we spiritual sing
what's called spiritual songs.
And
they are of you as the Spirit, right from the Holy Spirit, in the scriptures of the Spirit. If you get them, automatically the body is the healed. If the sickness, they get healed. Have you understood well? Yes. You know where it speaks in Colossians, chapter
3,
verse 16. He says like
this.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kiberenga mumwe n'obugagga mu magezi gonna, nga muyigiriziganga eranga mulabulagananga mwekka na mwekka. Muzabuli ne nyimba ne biyiye byomoyo ngamuyi mbira Katonda mukisa mu mitima jamwe.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Yes. If the word of God is enriched in us,
you know,
it's treasure.
No,
why poverty strikes you much in the world? If you are a child of God,
or you
are still a person of God,
you
know there are people of God, even children of God,
and
the children of Satan.
The
people of God are in the midst there.
Not
decided to become children of God. Those who usually say people of God.
Then there are
those who call children of God. Even children of Satan. Now it's like this. If you decide to become a child of God, or you are the person of God, and you come in the way of becoming a child of God, if you get treasure of the word of God,
the
riches of the world is very easy. That children of Satan discovered it.
That
if we get the treasure of the word of Satan, the lies,
we are going
to be enriched the riches of Satan.
They get the word of
Satan with responsibility.
If
in the ninth hour, we want you in the crossroads when you're naked, exactly in the ninth hour.
They
know that the riches of Satan, the words of Satan, those which are deceptive.
Even
their wage, they know it's destruction. And they say, at least you get rich at 25, instead of living long at 50 years, and you're poor. They say that.
Sure.
They know that.
Sure. Now, a child of God,
know what? Know that the first treasure in you is of the words. It's of knowing the word of God. That if you've gotten it,
this
poverty of the flesh would not be there.
That
kept me to be poor until I've gotten the
treasure of the spirit, riches of the spirit. When I asked him, why you live here poor like this? You take me in the heavenly journey, we read the Bible, you give me riches of knowledge.
He said,
let's first pack this to be filled up well. The
other
will freely give you. You will not toil much for it. If you
will
know you will begin a business, you see customers, you don't wake up and you pray so much, you come today. You began works of the shrines. Every morning you have to labor, Lord, come show yourself.
He
who gave you did not know he has to show himself.
Princess
of God, knowledge of the shrines. No, no. Authority giving you, it's what puts protection there.
Just wait, Bible
is the word of prophecy speak to us, and it prophesies of the evils, and it warns of the goodness we can get by moving well within it.
So
itself is a treasure.
It
is real treasure and riches. If it's enriched in us, already spoken prophecy in us, he
says
the word of God, let it dwell within you richly in all wisdom, as we teach ourselves, admonishing ourselves in the Psalms, in the hymns, in the spiritual songs, as we sing, with grace
in
our hearts to the Lord. Now songs. We call spiritual songs. They are the songs of the gospel. They are songs sung, they come from the Spirit to come to our spirit. And when it touches your spirit and your spirit is cleansed, it yearns for pure clean songs. Spirits perverted and they got prophetic. They yearn for the singing of the world, which is filled of different foolishness, speaking obscene and obscenities, and speaking vulgar words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So there,
if you want to
understand why they call spiritual song always,
it
would have been gospel music. Cannot be spiritual when not led by the Holy Spirit.
It's
not led by the scriptures.
God,
the word tells us always their spirits.
Before
we are given the spirit of wisdom, they call it the spiritual wisdom. And they call it the spiritual understanding. It's called the spiritual counsel. For God is the spirit.
So we
have to sing spiritual songs. But you think, how would they have been?
Right?
Ahead when it's a study arrangement of the songs of God. The musicians have to take them back all when they are in the spirit. Yes. And they are in truth. We ourselves are in spirit. And we are in truth. What we do is in spirit. Songs, they have to be in spirit. They call spiritual songs. They are led by the Holy Spirit.
They
were in the scriptures of truth. Praise Jesus much.
So
I may not go beyond here. But the main thing is that you have to see things all done in spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We go back in spirit and in truth.
When
we say go back to spirit, we are led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. We are led by the spirit of truth. When his truth, they are the holy scriptures which speak of Christ Jesus. And there, we can worship God in spirit and truth. As we've come to see fullness of the Holy Spirit and the scriptures of truth,
we saw where
scriptures were passed in the spirit of wisdom,
we
saw how they were passed spirit of understanding,
and
we saw scriptures were passed through spirit of counsel of God to become prophetic.
Eranga nyimba zandibadde nyonga za bonabbi zisumurura zijabu zikabirira zijanjaba kati bonna tujatandikira wenja.
We shall start from there tomorrow.
Okulaba engeri ebyandiko ebitukuvu byaiso moyo wa amani.
Where Holy Scriptures are passed through spirit of might.
Nebigabirwa amani.
And they are empowered.
Nebitekwa enkumi n'enkumi za malaika okubitukiriza.
Upon them thousands of angels to fulfill them.
Ngabuli bwobikirizo kiriza amani ga
katonda. Believe you believe the power of God.
Okiriza enkumi za malaika okujjo bikola.
Thousands of angels come to do them.
The
Bible says, see,
the
kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but power and the word. There is much power.
Anytime
you preach and you know of it, that is the word. It manifests by itself.
And
these of angels pass the congregation to fulfill that word as it is.
And
those who see spiritual souls are in the power in the word. The Holy Spirit will move in the people. The armies of angels will heal and raise the dead. Praise Jesus much. So we thank God. So when shall we finish? We have seen so far three spirits. If every day we cover one spirit, we remain with 3 days. 4 days. Three. Sure. Sure. 3 days. We end on Thursday. It means we study of the might, knowledge, fear of the Lord.
Tomorrow
we have to join to cover two of them. At least when we go back to rest, when we come back, we come to the arrangement of songs. But we've gone, we've totally understood those who worship in the spirit and truth, how do they appear?
It
means we shall come back, see how those songs are in spirit. That's the arrangement we meant to be sing. And they have not entered in the flesh even a little. Even though we make them, we clothed flesh.
But
almost we've already consumed the whole of it. Tomorrow, prove you come early.
We're
going to do different arrangements. Our
machines,
what's the problem as we finish? We're about to set them. And then we shall request you.
Except
we sing the songs of the hymns, even of the bands. For the praise will not be possible for the machines which are seeming faulty.
Let's
come the choir slowly.
It takes
us in the songs of the hymns.